mega bill. Democrats are calling for Republicans to restore cuts and extend health care premiums. Funding for key programs also in jeopardy with each day of the shutdown.
Officials are warning time is running out for critical programs. SNAP, often called food assistance, which serves more than 40 million Americans, is set to dry up in most states by the end of this month.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. The White House, in a statement today, says there are no plans for President Trump and Russia's President Putin to meet in Hungary or in the immediate future. The White House says Secretary Rubio talked with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, by phone. ABC News has learned Lavrov made it clear that Russia rejected President Trump's call to freeze the fighting in Ukraine on the front line. Tropical storm Melissa has formed. It's the 13th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. This is ABC News. A man who was charged in the January 6th attack on the Capitol and pardoned by President Trump has been arrested again, this time for threatening to kill House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries. Police in New York say Christopher Moynihan was sentenced to nearly 2 years in prison for his participation in the January 6th attack. Here's ABC's Alex Mallon.
This reflects a lot of concerns that we heard from law enforcement after President Trump issued those vast pardons of nearly all the 1,590 people who were charged in connection with the Capitol attack. That they might be a risk of recidivism and they might level threats such as these. We've actually seen several January 6 rioters commit crimes in the wake of these pardons. But this is the first known instance we've seen of a January 6 rioter committing something in the way of political violence.
In Nevada, a single engine Cessna made an emergency landing on Interstate 15 this morning. The pilot reported engine issues. That, according to the Nevada Highway Patrol, no injuries. Michelle Franz on ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Rooney & Associates, your American Family Insurance agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Look for mostly cloudy and blustery conditions with some light showers tonight, especially early with a low of 40. Winds will be west-northwest, 12 to 20, with gusts up to 25. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool tomorrow, high 49. Winds west-northwest, 12 to 20, gusts up to 25. And partial clearing later tomorrow night, frost possible, low 33. Currently in Richland Center, we are receiving some light rain and winds are out of the east at 10 miles per hour. We've received gusts up over 22 miles per hour and our current temperature is 42 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today is Tuesday, October 21st. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. A former Richland Center business owner has died. Carl Huth, 83 of Richland Center, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Carl was born in Dayton Township. Carl attended grade school at the Huth School and graduated from the Richland Center High School in 1960. He worked at Kramer Brothers before and after his call to active duty in the United States Army. In 1970, he married Susan Ferguson, and in 1974, Carl and Susan joined the family meat processing business in Richland Center as co-owners with Carl and Doris Chelovold. In 1996, Carl and Susan obtained sole ownership of the Richland Locker and passed the family business to their son in 2010. He enjoyed helping the family business after retirement with phone calls and deliveries. Carl was a member of Wisconsin Association of Meat Processing for over 40 years, served as director for 30 years, and served a term as president. A celebration of life will be held at the Phoenix Center Friday, October 31st, from 2 to 5. The Richland Center Fire Department was paged to 645 North Central Avenue in Richland Center for the report of a house fire last night at around 5:40. Six fire units and 34 firefighters responded. Upon arrival, officers found heavy smoke coming from the upstairs windows and fire visible from the main floor. Fire personnel were able to contain the fire to the attic and kitchen area of the home. There was heavy smoke, water, and fire damage to the whole structure. Firefighters were on scene for 2 hours and no injuries were reported. The Richland Fire Department was assisted at the scene by the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center City Police Department, Richland EMS, and City Utilities. A GoFundMe page has been set up for the family. You can find the GoFundMe link on any local Richland Buy and Sell Facebook group page. Governor Tony Evers has announced that due to the federal government shutdown, Wisconsin's Food Share program, which provides food assistance for hungry kids, families, and seniors, will run out of funding in 10 days. The Trump administration recently notified Wisconsin that there will be insufficient funds to pay full November SNAP benefits for approximately 42 million individuals across the nation and directed states to hold their November issuance files and delay transmission to state EBT vendors until further notice. Based on the Trump administration's directive, FoodShare, which is 100% funded by the federal government, is now in jeopardy due to the federal government shutdown and may not be available at all next month if the federal government shutdown continues, leaving nearly 700,000 Wisconsinites without access to basic food and groceries. The Evers administration continues to closely monitor funding levels for WIC, a separate food assistance program designed to support women, babies, and kids, which remains available for qualifying Wisconsinites at this time. The governor's announcement today comes as the Trump administration and Republicans in Congress enter day 21 of the federal government shutdown. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced a preliminary injunction to continue blocking the U.S. Department of Agriculture from turning SNAP data over to the federal government. The injunction originates from a multi-state lawsuit filed in July, arguing the Trump administration's demands for personal and sensitive information on supplemental nutrition assistance program recipients violates federal law and the Constitution. The USDA has threatened to withhold funding through SNAP, known as Food Share in Wisconsin, without that data. Another Republican candidate has entered the field for lieutenant governor in 2026. Yesterday, small business owner Will Martin officially announced his candidacy for the race, joining former mayor of Lancaster, David Varnam, in the Republican primary field. Martin ran for the position in 2022, but fell short in the Republican primary. He also previously worked under former Republican governors Scott Walker and Tommy Thompson. On the Democratic side, only Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski has announced her campaign for lieutenant governor. Wisconsin's top prosecutor is asking a higher court to step in on a voting case from Waukesha County. Attorney General Josh Call has filed an appeal challenging Judge Michael Maxwell's order requiring officials to verify the citizenship of anyone registering to vote. Call says the ruling could upend how elections are run and threaten people's voting rights. For now, the judge's mandate is on hold while the state's Elections Commission fights it. Mitchell International is feeling the effects of fewer passengers this year, and travelers might soon pay more as a result. Passenger numbers have dropped about 8% from January through August 2025 compared to last year. Next year, the airport is expected to see the lowest traffic since 2022. Officials blame economic uncertainty, rising unemployment, and higher airfares for the decline. With fewer people flying, airport revenues from parking and concessions are also down, causing concerns since the airport doesn't get county funding, customer fees may go up to cover costs. The Grant County Sheriff's Department says not to be alarmed tomorrow if you observe a large presence of police, fire, and EMS personnel in the area of Boscobel Schools. This is a large-scale training exercise designed to challenge and improve the coordinated response plans of all agencies involved. This is a planned event. From approximately 1:30 to 4, the Boscobel Area School District will be hosting a practice active shooter exercise at both the middle and high school and intermediate school locations. The training exercise will involve the Boscobel Area School District, Boscobel Police Department, Grant County Sheriff's Department, Boscobel Fire and EMS, Amplify Gunderson Hospitals and Clinics, and Southwest Technical College students serving as volunteer actors. No students will be present and no one will be allowed on school property during the exercise. All extracurricular activities will begin at 4 following the exercise. Community members are asked to please avoid the area during the exercise. National Teen Driver Safety Week is observed each year in October by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation's Division of Motor Vehicles and Division of Wisconsin State Patrol recognizes National Teen Driver Safety Week to raise awareness of the importance for teens to get properly trained and avoid risks to prevent crashes on the road. Traffic crashes are a leading cause of death for teens in the United States. Last year in Wisconsin, there were 18,823 crashes involving teen drivers. 70 people were killed and 5,782 people were injured in these crashes. Proper training and practice for young drivers is key to gaining experience behind the wheel. Wisconsin DMV's Teen Portal provides many resources for parents and sponsors of teen drivers, including Step Teens ages 15 to 18 need to follow to obtain a driver's license, information on the parents' supervised driving program designed to improve teen driver safety by providing parents and guardians with a methodical approach to teaching driving skills. Sample parent teen safe driving contract to help you and your teen driver reach a safe driving agreement that best fits your family and expectations, and approved driver education training courses on Wisconsin DMV's award-winning interactive map. To obtain a learner's permit, teens need to complete an approved driver education training course that includes instruction on the rules of the road and signs, speed limits, managing roadway hazards, work zone safety awareness, and move over law and other topics. Teens must also accumulate a minimum of 50 hours on behind-the-wheel driving experience. 10 of those hours must be driving at night. After teens complete the training and pass the tests, Wisconsin's graduated driver's license provides new drivers an opportunity to safely gain driving experience in lower-risk situations. Drivers under age 18 have restrictions on the number of people in the vehicle and hours they can drive for the first 9 months of their probationary license. Limiting the number of teens in the car reduces distractions and potentially more crashes while giving new young drivers more time to gain experience. The combination of effective training, hours of practice, parental involvement, and state laws can help prevent teen driver crashes on Wisconsin's roads. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Carl Huth, 83, of Richland Center, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Friday, October 31st, from 2 to 5 at the Phoenix Center. A private family burial with military gravesite rites will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be directed to St. John's Lutheran Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services is assisting the family with their arrangements. Carl Huth, 83, of Richland Center. Jerry J. Staskel, 77, of Boscobel, died Thursday at home of natural causes. A memorial service will be held at noon Saturday, November 1st, at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday, November 1st, from 9 to noon. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Rescue Squad and the Boscobel Fire Department are appreciated. Jerry J. Staskel, 77, of Boscobel. Lucille M. Wankerl, 93, of Plain, died October 12th at Maplewood Memory Care in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held Thursday, November 6th at 11 at St. Luke Church in Plain with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday, November 6th from 9:30 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke Church or St. Luke School. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Lucille M. Wankerl, 93, of Plain.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates and all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Ready for a better route in your driving career? ByTech Incorporated of Monroe is looking for CDLA drivers with a tanker endorsement to service dairy and food processing facilities across Richland Center, Arena, and nearby communities. They offer both full and part-time positions, complete with training and benefits. If you've got a safe driving record and the motivation to make every mile count, ByTech wants to hear from you. Apply online or call 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. ByTech Incorporated, your road to success, a greener way.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, it is definitely feeling like deep fall out there with that cold wind, the cloud cover, the scattered showers, all courtesy of a strong low-pressure system now moving north of Lake Huron. That'll continue to bring us a little bit of light rain out there and sprinkles all the way through tonight, but gradually shifting east of us for tomorrow. However, we'll still probably see quite a bit of cloud cover tomorrow. We do expect a little more sunshine by Thursday as high pressure starts to build in. And of course, as skies clear out, we'll have some cold nights. probably our first widespread freeze of the season around here Thursday night. And then beyond that, a little bit warmer air moving in for the weekend. We could also see some weather systems slide in to bring us a small chance of light rain early Saturday. A better chance of rain, though, as we get into Monday and Tuesday of next week. That could be a bit on the heavier side. The forecast now for tonight, mostly cloudy and blustery with some light showers, especially early, low near 40. West-northwest wind 12 to 20, gusting to 25 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool tomorrow, high at 49 degrees. West-northwest wind continues around 15 to 20, gusting to 25. Wednesday night, partial clearing late with frost possible, low near 33. Thursday should be a mix of sun and clouds, not as breezy, high about 53. Heading into Friday, a hard frost early, otherwise sunny and pretty nice. Low 27 with a high of 58. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of light rain in the morning. Low in the mid-30s, high up to 60. Sunday, mostly cloudy, pretty mild for this time of the year. Slight chance of a shower. Low 42, high 62. And by Monday, windy with cloudy skies, a few showers during the day. Then some heavier rain may move in Monday night. Low at 47 with a high of 60 degrees. Have a great evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, we are receiving rain and it's 43 degrees after a high today of 47 and a morning low of 37. Record high set back in 1953 is 86 degrees and we have a record low of 16 that was set back in 1952. Last year's high was 81 with a low of 39. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:09. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:24. The winds are out of the east, northeast at around 9 to 12 miles per hour, and we have received gusts up to 22 miles per hour, and winds with the winds blowing right now, it feels like it's 32 degrees outside. The barometric reading is 29.75, and we have received 5/100ths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 42 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's high school sports schedule.
The postseason gets underway for high school volleyball teams in our area tonight. Several have first-round byes, but some of the play-in matches include number 9 seed North Crawford playing at number 8 Ithaca, number 5 Hillsboro is playing host to number 12 Cooley Christian Providence. It's Lafarge Youth Initiative playing at Wotiwok Center and Weston at Wazika Steuben. Nights off tonight for Seneca, Highland, Royal, and DeSoto. They all have first-round byes. Action coming up in Division 4, including the match on the radio this evening, Riverdale and New Lisbon, Boscobel at Wisconsin Heights, and Kickapoo is at Iowa Grand. In Division 3 matchups, Nakusa plays at Westby, the winner plays at Richland Center, and New Glarus plays at Lancaster, the winner to play at Mineral Point. Both River Valley and Belleville have a bye tonight. They will play on Thursday night. Prairie du Chien is at Darlington and Columbus at Dodgeville. As mentioned, our pre-match time gets underway around 6:35 tonight, courtesy of Atesnik Power Sports, and then it's Riverdale and New Lisbon, a matchup of the SWAL and the Scenic Bluffs. Here is Riverdale coach Jesse Kinney.
We were just talking about how we feel like so many of our pieces of our game are coming together, and last night we left practice and we're like, everybody's at 0-0. You know, we really emphasized not taking any game lightly, focusing on what we need to take care of one match at a time.
We will have the match for you tonight from Riverdale, New Lisbon at Riverdale, our feature WIAA broadcast. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
A community activist is demanding an apology and more for the Dodgers fan treated poorly during a playoff game in Milwaukee. Another fan is accused of making a racially charged comment aimed at Ricardo Fasado, a U.S. Navy veteran and Mexican-American. A video shows the interaction between Fasado and the Brewer fan, Shannon Koblarowski, last week. Chicago activist Raul Montes is speaking up for Fasado, saying the Milwaukee baseball team needs to apologize. He also wants some form of compensation. University of Wisconsin Athletics Director Chris McIntosh is giving his public support to football coach Luke Fickell for a second time. TMJ4 reports that McIntosh says he still has confidence in Fickell and repeats the football program's long-term investment in him. A letter was sent to fans on Monday. Wisconsin has lost 5 games in a row and hasn't scored a point since October 4th and still faces 5 difficult games remaining on the 2025 schedule. Fans have called for Fickell to be fired, but that would require a contract buyout of about $25 million. Bucks veteran sixth man Bobby Portis says the team shouldn't have cut Chris Livingston, who played well during training camp. Portis tells the NBA Analysis Network he should have made the roster, calling Livingston a great, great talent. Livingston was a second-round pick in the 2023 NBA draft. He's been playing in the NBA G League. The NBA season opens tonight with a record 135 players born outside the U.S. They come from 43 countries with 71 players from Europe. The NBA is in talks with FIBA to develop a new league in Europe, possibly by 2027. All 30 NBA teams have at least one international player. The NBA is also expected to finalize a new All-Star Game format featuring U.S. players against international players. Meanwhile, LeBron James is set to break several records this season, including becoming the player with the most seasons in NBA history. And the Bucks, they will tip off tomorrow, start their NBA regular season at the Pfizer Forum when they host the Wizards, and tomorrow night's game will be at 7. WRCO Sports is sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles. At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is bursting with the flavors of fall. Check out Honeycrisp, Cortland McIntosh, and many more apples. The bakery's in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies ready for your oven, gooey caramel apples. While you're there, stock up on fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal treats. And here's the cherry. Oh, apple on top. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases. Celebrate the taste of fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Soybeans and corn were lower Tuesday. Cattle and hogs finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans ended the day lower on profit-taking and technical selling. The U.S. soybean harvest should be about 75% finished, and South American planting weather looks good for the most part. Contracts were mixed to mostly firm early, but they were pulled lower by questions about the expected trade talks between the U.S. and China. November beans were a penny lower at 10.30 and three quarters. March was down 1.5 at 10.48 and a half. December soybean meal was up $1.90 at $286.90. December bean oil was down 66 at $50.65. Corn also saw some profit taking. Analysts estimate the U.S. corn harvest at around 60% complete, and South American plantings ahead of schedule in many areas. Solid overall demand did limit losses. December corn was 3.5 lower at 419 and three quarters. March was down 3.25 at 433 and three quarters. And wheat was lower on fund and technical selling, along with the higher move in the dollar. Contracts are oversold, but continue to come under pressure from rising global supplies. U.S. winter wheat planting conditions generally look favorable. December Chicago was down 4.5 at $5.25. December Kansas City was 5 lower at 4.85. December Minneapolis was down 3.75 at 5.44 and 3 quarters. Live and feeder cattle were supported by the near-term supply tightness. Megan Grebner has more on cash markets in a moment. December live was up 177 at 245.42, and February was up 175 at 246.27. November feeder cattle were 80 higher at 373.47. And hogs were up on technical buying. December lean was $1.20 higher at $83.27, and the February contract was up $1.02 at $85.75. Megan Grebner has that look at cash livestock after this.
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's hybrids this season, and let's get familiarized.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Tuesday. Bids and asking prices have both been slow to surface. This week's show lists are lower across all major feeding areas. Significant trade volume will likely hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 275 at 371.93. Select was 89 cents lower at 352.57. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head. Cash hogs closed lower with a huge negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 22 cents with a weighted average of 89.52. The Iowa Minnesota was 89 cents lower with a weighted average of 89.61. And the Western Corn Belt down 83 cents with a weighted average of 89.58. Pork values closed lower, down $1.49 at $159. Picnics, hams, ribs, and loins were all lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 492,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Meister Log & Lumber Company reminds all landowners your trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log & Lumber to help manage your timber's value today and for years to come. Since 1936, they've been buying logs and standing timber throughout southwest Wisconsin. Their professional forest management team can help your timber reach its full potential. Call Meister Log & Lumber today, 608-524-4412, and put professional timber management to work for you.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. President Trump continues to go back and forth on whether the U.S. and China will meet to discuss trade in the next 10 days.
I think we're going to have a very successful meeting. Certainly, there are a lot of people that are waiting for it. Maybe it won't happen. Maybe it won't happen. Things can happen where, for instance, maybe somebody will say, I don't want to meet. It's too nasty. But it's really not nasty. It's just business.
More news after this.
Always up early. Always getting the job done. Always working as hard as you can. Always pushing for more, because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn. Featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand, never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
There's been a lot of concern about the possibility of Argentinian beef coming into America. Caitlin Root is from the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association.
Over the last 5 years, Argentina has sold over $800 million worth of beef to the United States. Meanwhile, in that same time frame, Argentina purchased under $8 million of beef from the U.S.
Tor Tallhurst with Michigan State University tells Brownfield, farmland remains an attractive place to store assets for outside investors. That's why cash rental rates are not keeping pace with rising farmland values.
We expect over the long term that as long as the broader economy stays strong, that that demand will continue and it will help keep prices supported above what we would have expected relative to rents over the long term.
I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Dairy Hardware is your one-stop shop for everything, from basic home repairs to large remodeling projects. You'll find sporting goods, small home appliances, and a wide selection of everyday tools ready to go. They cut keys, thread pipe, repair windows, rent rug shampooers, and offer free paint color matching. Stop in today to check out special sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proudly serving the Spring Green area with true hometown values.
I'm Larry Lee, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Farmers are looking for ways to not only reduce their carbon footprint, but expand their markets and appeal to consumers and the companies that make food and fiber products consumers want. Trent Westhoff from Elanco Animal Health says feed additives are a good way to start taking advantage of the carbon markets. We'll hear from him next on today's Managing for Profit.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. You'd never settle for gaps in the stand. So why settle for anything less than DeKalb corn? DeKalb seed is for those who make outstanding performance a priority, with a broad portfolio of products bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand corn. Never settle. Visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When it comes to agricultural news, Brownfield is the name farmers trust. As the largest agricultural radio network in the country, Brownfield delivers the news, markets, weather, and insights that Midwestern farmers want and need every single day. We are proud to keep rural America informed and ahead. Brownfield, the leader in farm radio for over 50 years. Thank you for listening. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Trent Westhoff from Elanco Animal Health says one of the things they do is work with livestock producers to take advantage of carbon markets to bring additional revenue to the farm. And they do that without big investments in digesters, instead using feed additives.
We work on a lot of different product portfolios that support our farmer, and one of those things that we kind of are diving into more recently is helping farmers stay competitive with the carbon market and thinking about sustainability and putting that picture for the industry in a positive light to our consumer. It's a very complex market, and it's something that's still developing in front of us. So my suggestions are ask a lot of questions and make sure that you're comfortable with the programs that you're going into, because it's a great way to diversify revenue streams for your farm.
One thing I've heard about the carbon markets from farmers is confusion. What works, what doesn't work? It's kind of the Wild West out there, isn't it?
It sure is, but at the root of what we're doing, we're basing it on science and making sure that the farmer has a seat at that table and making sure it's a program that's developed for them.
So the farmers that are involved now, what kind of feedback are you getting from them?
It's positive. It's a learning curve for sure, but once we get established a couple months or even a couple weeks into the program, we have very frequent communication with them. After we get into established programs, it's a really positive program for them to be involved in.
So what does a program look like?
There's a couple different systems, obviously. When we think about a dairy farm, we obviously can think about a digester, and that's kind of a capital investment, but what we're working on is using feed additives. So that's a daily decision. You can put it into your diet and take it out the next day. So the programs that we're using are very flexible in that sense. So our two products will add that to your diet. We do that once there's an established carbon contract through a third-party organization. So we're making sure that the value stream is existing before we start that program. We can put that feed additive in, and then over the course of time, we're able to verify that data, calculate the reduction in enteric methane that's being produced, and that's the carbon credit that gets minted in order to flow to the consumer packaged good. And that's one of the positive things about the program is the lack of capital investment and the daily decision to be able to enter and exit the market.
The cost of being in the program versus the revenue you gain from the program, how does that balance out?
There's obviously cost to adding those additives in, but part of the program that we run is we're guaranteeing net return to that producer when we enter that contract, and that is taking some of the risk away from them of entering that market.
That's Trent Westhoff from Elanco, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Waking up here next to you.
myself in a cloud of dust. Find me someone else and forget about us. I can try my head and let it go, but I just wanted you to know. I think I'll stay. I really kind of like the way it feels when you put your arms around me, and I love every day waking up here next to you.
You drove away from me, left me staring at the phone at midnight. I'm just trying to be real with it, just make a deal to deal with it. I just quit hiding in the whiskey, if other women didn't have your name, if I could rearrange a couple cold memories and turn them all into something that I hate. Don't shake my hand on it, 'cause I might forget to let yours go. But I'm gonna be honest, I wouldn't be leaving a drunk message at the tone. If I just quit hiding in the whiskey, if other women didn't have your name, if I could rearrange a couple core memories and turn them all into something that I hate. Your blue eyes didn't burn like West Texas desert wind. You just quit crossing my mind, then maybe I might just never call again. Rose to the surface, got a buzz and some pretty good service. If I just quit hiding in the whiskey, if other women didn't have your name, if I could rearrange a couple core memories and turn them all into something that I hate. Your blue eyes didn't burn like West Texas desert wind. If you just quit crossing my mind, then maybe never call again. Never call again.
That was Gavin Adcock with Never Call Again on Country and Community. Good evening. I'm Tim Seed. I'm here to bring you some good music, great music, up until about the 6:35, around 6:35, and that's when we'll be bringing you high school volleyball action. It's playoff action, so be sure to keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9 FM. Right now in Richland Center, it's rainy. Well, the rain's kind of let up now. We're 42 degrees. And our time is 5:48. The wind, though, that's the big thing today. 12 miles per hour up to now. We did have some gusts earlier, around 22, 24 miles per hour. So it's a windy one out there. And those those winds make it feel like it's around freezing out there. So definitely wear a jacket. I know you probably are, no matter what, because with the rain, but be prepared. It might be a little chilly when that wind blows. But other than that, hope you have a great evening. And just want to let you know that tomorrow there is an American Red Cross blood drive, and that will be held from 9:30 to 1:30 at the American Legion in Waniwok. For an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. Also, tomorrow, be sure to drop off your pumpkin. Yes, decorate your pumpkin tomorrow for Pumpkin Fest, and to submit it for the contest, you got to drop it off tomorrow from 3 until 6:30 at the Courthouse Lawn in Richland Center. Drop off your pumpkin for the contest and get a free hot dog and cupcake while they last. And also, this sounds pretty good tonight. Lone Rock Congregational Church will host a chicken supper. That's being held tomorrow from 3:30 to 6 at the Lone Rock Congregational Church. The dinner is a drive-up, carry-out affair. Tickets are $15 and must be purchased in advance for most Lone Rock merchants. For more information, call Joanne at 608-647-0622. And while I'm on the subject of food, the Muscadet American Legion Post 85 will host Burgers in the Park tomorrow from 3:30 to 8. Please note, due to the railroad construction project, Burger in the Park is being held at the Lower Town Park shelter next to the boat landing.
Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is hiring motivated truck drivers to service dairy and food processing facilities in Richland Center, Arena, and surrounding areas. Whether you're looking for full-time or part-time work, Bitech has opportunities for safe, dependable drivers with a CDLA and tanker endorsement. Enjoy training, solid benefits, and the chance to work with a respected company that values safety and reliability. Apply online today or call for an application at 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. That's Bitech Incorporated. Driving opportunity forward the greener way.
At USA Mortgage, we get it. Not everyone has 20% down or perfect credit. That's why we're proud to be ranked among the top FHA, VA, and USDA mortgage lenders in the country. Whether you're a first-time buyer or starting over, yes, you can buy a home. Don't believe us? Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765. That's 608-738-8765. Let's make home happen.
Fall is here, and so are the savings at the Shoebox in Black Earth. Wisconsin's largest shoe store has thousands of styles in stock. Boots, sneakers, casuals, and more. All at prices that'll keep your wallet happy. Need school shoes for the kids? Or maybe a pair of work boots built to last? You'll find them all right here. Don't forget, the Shoebox has sizes and width for the whole family. Take the short drive to Black Earth and step into savings today at the Shoebox. Service like it ought to be.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Schmidt Woodland Hills feels like home.
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, TriStar Gifts and More welcomes shoppers with a fresh selection of autumn treasures. From elegant candles and seasonal decor to handcrafted Amish gifts, there's something for everyone. Hunters will appreciate Amish-built hunting blinds, offering panoramic views, insulated interiors, and sealed windows, floors, and runners for ultimate comfort. This fall, TriStar Gifts and More brings the magic of the season to life. Find them on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch in Richland Center.
Looking for a rewarding part-time job? Culbison is now hiring part-time trip drivers to transport school sports teams, field trips, and operate a weekday morning shuttle to Spring Green, starting at 4 a.m. Monday through Friday. Starting trip pay $17 an hour. You're paid for your entire trip time, including wait time. For more information, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Culbison Terminal on Highway 14 next to TC Auto Works.
100.9 WRCO. struggled again, burning through a second wind, turning these doubles into nothing, trying to drown something burning down in my chest. It's beating me black and blue, like only goodbye will do. Wish I could just drop it, but I got a problem, and it ain't even you. No, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even that feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart, but I didn't know that it would take it this hard. But damn this heart, it's like it don't understand.
Thank you.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The ongoing government shutdown, now entering its fourth week. Critical programs like SNAP, which provides food vouchers, are set to run out of funding, and furloughed workers, including the military, are facing hardships. George Matisic is the executive director of the Philadelphia-based Share Food Program and has more on the challenges.
What's different than this and the pandemic?